commentary on the messages of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei.
Brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Mudarrisi, and we shall now examine more closely the message delivered by our leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei, on the occasion of the 37th anniversary of the demise of the founder of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, and the anniversary of Eid Ghadir. In one part of the message, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei tries to establish and let us know the connection and relationship between the late Imam's sincere struggle and the divine tradition of guidance by referring to the Quranic phrase, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَ أَن تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَى وَفُرَادَ. He says, I advise that you do one thing, that you stand up for the sake of Allah, either in groups of two or as individuals. This verse served as the opening to the first message and stands as one of the oldest documents in which that unparalleled figure, righteous servant, the great spirit of our age and time, the great leader of the revolution and founder of the Islamic Republic, invited the Iranian nation to rise up for God, or Qiyam Lillah. Yes, Qiyam Lillah, rising up for God, is the foundation of Imam Khomeini's school of thought. So, by referring to this Quranic phrase, Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei is somehow formulating a theological historical principle. And this principle is that striving in the way of God is a prerequisite for divine guidance. By initiating a divine movement, the Imam, Imam Khomeini, created the conditions for divine providential attention and assistance. This model that Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei is trying to redefine for us is somehow providing an explanation for the extraordinary success of the movement, such as the millions of people who participated in various stages of the revolution, which, from this perspective, cannot be adequately explained through materialist or purely worldly analyses. That is why Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei narrates the history of the revolution as a chain of awakenings and miraculous revivals of the people. The supreme leader presents the role of the two leaders of the revolution in awakening and mobilizing the people as exceptionally important and decisive. He identifies the immense and steadfast popular force and mentions iron will, charismatic appeal, and the direct and indirect guidance of the late Imam and the martyred Imam as influential factors in the successive awakenings of the Iranian people and nation and in the different historical junctures. In 15th of Khordad 1342 or June 5th 1963, the awakening happened by describing it in the words of slumbering and mesmerized nation. In 12th of Bahman, or February 1st, 1979, the magnificent popular reception of the late Imam upon his return to Iran. And then, June 4th, 1989, the farewell to the late Imam, marked by massive presence and participation of millions of people. And now, 10th of Isfand, or March 1st, 2026, following the martyrdom of the revered leader, the fervent presence of the people in seeking retribution for the martyred Imam and the other distinguished martyrs. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You got were wrong.